You're listening to Tree Note. The Wasatch Mountain Range in Utah is the majestic backdrop for the Salt Lake Valley. But these mountains provide more than just scenery. They've created the foundations of our geologic and economic history. But it's not all about the minerals. Trees also have played a major part in the mining industry. In the early stages of mining, timber was crucial for the underground support system to prevent cave-ins of mining shafts and tunnels. Wooden carts were essential to transport the ore. And in the early mining years, trees provided the fuel for steam power before they were replaced by coal. And of course, timber was essential for peripheral uses, building boarding houses, saloons, and sidewalks. At times, there were as many men cutting and hauling wood above ground as working below. Douglas fir was the top choice for mining timbers because of its abundance, strength, and elasticity. Engelmann spruce and lodgepole pine were also used. The upper reaches of the Wasatch were originally heavily forested with what seemed like an unending and convenient wood source. But it wasn't long before deforestation made the slopes prone to dangerous winter avalanches. In the 1890s, entire mines and homes were swept under the frequent slides, a consequence of overcutting. When I hike in the Wasatch Mountains now, I sometimes encounter the remains of old mines. I marvel at the length and girth of the timbers that now lie in heaps, like giant pickup sticks amid piles of cast-off rocks, echoes of the historical interactions of trees and people. Tree Note is a production of KUER. If you'd like to support Tree Note or any of our programs, go to KUER.org/donate. The executive producer of Tree Note is Christy Miners. Audio production and engineering is by David Childs. I'm Nalini Nadkarni. This is Tree Note.